Continental.
Who's speaking?
This Bob.
Bob, listen, my name is R.D. Mercer. I was in there about a week ago, got a haircut.
Yeah?
Listen, y'all start using some kind of new spray in there? It smelled like a lemon or something.
A lemon?
Yeah, I smelled like a lemon all day long.
Oh, is that a fact?
Well, by God, and that ain't the worst of it.
Yeah?
Well, and that must have attracted the bumblebees or something, because I got stung 15 times.
No kidding.
Out in my damn garage, it swole my head up, and
well,
I had to go to the hospital.
What do you want me to do about it? You got a swollen head.
Well, by God, if you sprayed lemon on my head, then you caused them bumblebees to attack me.
I ain't no spray no lemon on your head.
I might as well have had a bit of honey behind each ear. They got after it. They thought they was looking for a new queen.
Oh, yeah?
By God.
I bet you'd make a good queen, too.
Well, hey, my head's swollen up, but my fist is still pretty active.
Hey, listen, man. When you talk, you're full of bull. Get on over here, man, and get that fist studded up. I'll just start the headlights on that hearse, boy.
Well, then you
come
talk,
on.
You talk pretty big. You ain't going to cut me, are you?
No. No, but when you start threatening me, Jack, had it.
Well, I got bumblebee stung on the head.
Yeah? So big deal.
What is your fault?
Well, it ain't my fault. I didn't sting you.
You sprayed lemon stuff on my hair.
Oh, sprayed lemon on your hair.
That's what caused them bumblebees to sick me.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, big boy.
Well,
I bet you run around with an old swelled head at you.
Well, by God, I was for a while.
Yeah?
And now that it's gone down a little bit, I'm a little PO'd about it.
Well, so what?
Well, you pay the doctor and I won't come down there and whoop your ass.
Hey, listen, you come on down here anytime. I'm only about 70 years old. I'll take you and you'll have to go home and tell your mother that an old man whooped your tail.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, I do.
I don't think so.
Why don't you come on down?
Well, by God, how long are you going to be
there? Well, I'll be here about 4:30.
How about I just come down there and bring a whole hornet's nest down there?
Hey, why don't you bring whatever you like?
By God.
Huh?
I got me a witch hazel bottle for the ass whoop I bring down there.
Yeah. But you ain't never whooped this old man's ass.
Well, I guarantee you.
You just get on down here.
It's $250 worth of adrenaline shots and salve I put on my head. And then had to buy that extra size hat.
Yes, sir. Man, you talk big. Whoever you are, you sure talk big. But you know what?
What's that?
Your wind is a sack full of...
Sack full of what?
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know. What's sack full of what?
Farts.
Sack, huh?
Sack full of farts.
Sack full of farts?
Yeah.
Is that what? Well, I'll be dang. First I got bee stung, now I got mean mouth.
Well, you started this.
Listen, I tell you what, why don't you just make a check out $300 to Dr. Casey?
Come on.
He's a bee sting specialist down at the hospital.
God almighty.
My
man,
God.
You think to start the headlights on that hearse.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
This is Phil and Brent and Roy
yeah,
D.
Yeah, you rascals.
Yeah, by God, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Listen, I need...
Who is Phil and Brent?
Huh?
Who is Phil and Brent?
I don't know. There's a couple of smart asses, Bob, is what they
well,
is.
Well, it sure do sound like it.
A couple old boys windy in a sack full of farts.
God almighty.
Well, my gosh.
Are you
no, kidding. Who is this, really?
It's really Phil and Brent.
Oh, no kidding?
No kidding.
I can take care of you. When you come down here, take your earrings off.
I understand.